Welcome to It's Gonna Be Wonderful, a radio broadcast brought to you by the historic Belle Point Baptist Church in Hinton, West Virginia, where we really do believe that it's gonna be wonderful in heaven someday. When last we met, we talked concerning the book of Nehemiah and chapter 4. I want to read for you verse 14 out of that chapter. Here the great man Nehemiah, trying to encourage the people of God to do something, looked about, and the Bible says that he rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, "Be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses." Nehemiah was trying to encourage people to do something for others. You know, ours is a very self-centered generation. We think only of ourselves. It's me, myself, and I. What's in it for me? When I was a young person, we had a president by the name of John Kennedy. One saying that Mr. Kennedy made very famous was this: "Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country." May I say that that would be a great saying for our churches? It'd be something for us to take under for ourselves and our own personal lives. Ask not what your church can do for you. Ask what you can do for your church. Ask not what the people can do for you. Ask what you can do for the people. Don't ask what the preacher can do for you. Ask what you can do for the preacher. Don't ask what the deacons can do for you. Ask what you can do for the deacons. Don't ask what your Sunday school teacher can do for you. Ask what you can do for your Sunday school teacher. We need to look outside of ourselves. We need to see that there are other people, that especially that there's another generation coming that is dependent upon us. Did you know that our faith is only one generation from extinction? All we have to do is fail to win the next generation, and Christianity is gone. The Lord Jesus asked this question: "Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" That's a very real question. My friend, what have you done? What are you doing to try to reach this next generation? We need to be building. We need to be out witnessing. We need to be doing something to win this next generation. I love an old poem that I found entitled "The Builder." Let me read it for you. An old man walking a lone highway came in the evening, cold and gray, to a chasm, vast and deep and wide, through which was flowing a sullen tide. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. That sullen stream brought no fears for him, but he turned when he reached the other side to build a bridge to span the tide. "Old man," said a fellow pilgrim near, "why waste your energy building here? Your journey will end at the close of day, and you never again must pass this way. You've crossed the chasm vast and wide. Why build ye a bridge to span the tide?" The builder lifted his old gray head. "Dear friend, in the path I have come," he said, "there followeth after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. The chasm which was not to me, to that fair-haired youth might a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I'm building this bridge for him." How about it? Are you willing to do something for the next generation? Are you willing to do something which will not benefit you at all, for which you will receive nothing in this life by way of reward? Are you willing to teach? Are you willing to give? Are you willing to go? Are you willing to share? Are you willing to build, as it were, into the lives of the next generation? Or does it have to be about you? Does it have to benefit you? Please, look at your own heart. Look at your own ministry. Look at your own life and your own family and your own church. Look outside of the walls and see that new generation, that upcoming generation, that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, whose lives are shackled with sin. You can do something. You can do something to reach them with the gospel of Christ. You can make provision for a place where the gospel can be preached, and you can do everything within your power to see that they hear of that wonderful place called heaven and how they can get there.
Angels above our door, and we should be on their shore. It's gonna be wonderful in heaven on high, oh Lord, high we turn.
We trust you have enjoyed today's broadcast of It's Going to Be Wonderful. If you would like, you may contact the Belle Point Baptist Church by writing Belle Point Baptist Church, 211 Miller Avenue, Hinton, West Virginia, zip code 25951. Or you may call us at area code 304-466-3547. Visit us also on the World Wide Web. You may reach us at www.bellpoint.net. That's www.bellepoint.net.